Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we'll celebrate Bartok's birthday. I'll tell you more about him after we hear some music. But please take this opportunity to crank up your old iPad and go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for the song translations, and also to take your guess at this week's quiz. Who was the other famous Hungarian composer who went with Bartok collecting folk songs? Okay, now for the first song. A Hungarian folk song called Snow White Kerchief. That was Julia Hamari with Ilona Prunyi in Bartok's Hungarian folk song Snow White Kerchief. After an instrumental interlude of a Hungarian melody, we'll hear the same song performed by Türk Ecepet with Magda Freeman. Thank you. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, tonight celebrating Béla Bartók's birthday. We just heard Terik Etzebet with Magda Freeman performing his setting of a Hungarian folk song called Snow White Kerchief. Before that, it was the Budapest Festival Orchestra under the direction of Ivan Fischer in Melody from Bartók's Hungarian Sketches. And we opened with Julia Hamari and Ilona Prunyi in the Snow White Kerchief. Though these are folk songs, Bartók wrote interesting piano parts that make them sound more like art songs. He did also write art songs, and we'll hear some of them as well. Let me remind you that you can find the English translations of the songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. You can enter tonight's quiz there. Who was the other famous Hungarian composer that accompanied Bartók at the beginning of the 20th century as they collected authentic folk songs? We'll now hear Bartók's setting of a folk song called Old Lament, first with piano and then in the orchestrated version. Terik Etzebet and Attila Balasve in Bartók's setting of the Hungarian folk song called Old Lament. Now for his orchestrated version of the same song.
Sorsa
The Hungarian State Orchestra, led by Janos Kovács, accompanied Julia Hamadi in Bartók's Old Lament. The same song was performed by Turek Ecevit and pianist Attila Balasfe. For a non-art song, let's hear a lively bear dance. The Budapest Festival Orchestra, under the direction of Ivan Fischer, performed Bartók's Bear Dance. Now for some background on this important 20th century composer. Béla Bartók was born on March 25, 1881, and lived until 1945. He was a child prodigy, playing 40 pieces on the piano by the age of 4. At the Royal Academy of Music in Budapest, he studied piano with a former student of Liszt. By 1907, he was teaching piano there. Some of his famous students include Fritz Reiner, Georg Solti, Györgyi Sándor, and Lily Cross. In 1908, Bartók and his friend, whose name is the quiz question this week, began collecting folk tunes. They discovered that Hungarian music is not gypsy music, but rather based on pentatonic scales similar to Asian and Central Asian folk songs. Since we've already heard some of these folk songs, let's hear Bartók's art songs, which of course are influenced by the folk music. Let's begin with My Love. Though the words of the whole song are available at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins, I'll give a hint about the contents of this passionate song. The poet says, "My love isn't like the moon, but rather the hot midday sun. My body is alight with savage passion, glowing with the ecstasy of loving."
Az én szerelmem nem sapat íholt, melyel merengve néz a víz bele. Az én szerelmem forró déli napfény, teremtő erővel tűzszette le. Thank you.
That was Julia Hamari with Ilona Pruni in Bartok's My Love, which she'll sing again in the orchestrated version after this brief Hungarian song that Bartok wrote for two violins. Two versions of Bartok's art song, My Love, with Julia Hamari and pianist Ilona Prunyi, and then with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs. The short violin duo was played by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Let's hear them again in the lively cushion dance. From his 44 violin duos, we heard Bartok's Cushion Dance performed by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Let's return to Bartok's Hungarian folk songs, and to my favorite, If I Climb the Rocky Mountains. By the way, these are not the Rockies of Colorado. We're in Central Europe. Remember, you can find the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. There you can also enter tonight's quiz, Who was the Hungarian composer who accompanied Bartok collecting folk songs?
Hockey,
That was one of Bartok's Hungarian folk songs, If I Climb the Rocky Mountains, performed by Julia Hamari with Ilona Prunyi. Now that same song, but with a slightly less classical sound, a more folk song-like quality, sung by Turek Ecevit. István Kazyu was Turek Ecevit's pianist in If I Climb the Rocky Mountains, a Hungarian folk song by Bartok, the focus of this birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. Keep that folk sound in your ear and listen to another Bartok art song, this one called In the Valley, first in German and then in Hungarian. To understand the bleakness of the music, it's best to read the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. The poem tells us that autumn has come, bringing death, and it goes downhill from there.
Thank you.
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Aribert Reimann in Bartók's In the Valley. Then after a Hungarian folk song for two violins, we'll hear In the Valley again, this time in Hungarian.
Thank you.
plenty of dissonance to describe the dark, sad, depressed quality of the poem in Bartok's In the Valley. First, with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Aribert Reimann, and just now with Julia Hammari and pianist Ilona Prunyi. In between, we heard a Hungarian folk song for two violins played by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Bartok's art song, In the Valley, is an important song, and we can come to appreciate the dark quality when we hear it also in the orchestrated version. Remember that the words speak of the poet walking along and feeling that in the dead world he alone is living. Julia Hammari, with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovács, in Bartok's art song, In the Valley. After that, we need the uplift of another Bartok orchestra interlude, this called Evening in the Village. Notice here, as in many of the songs, how the phrases begin with a short note that is characteristic of the language. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Thank you.
The Budapest Festival Orchestra, under the direction of Ivan Fischer, performed Bartok's Evening in the Village. Now let's hear another Hungarian folk song called Complaint, first in Bartok's piano accompaniment, and then with orchestra accompaniment. Are you enjoying this unusual fare? Just now, Julia Hamari with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs in Bartok's Complaint. That was a folk song from Hungary. Before that, you heard the same folk song with Törik Erzsébet and Attila Balázsfay. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating Bartok's birthday with his folk songs, art songs, and instrumental works. Bartok only wrote 10 actual art songs, and we've only heard two, so let's return and hear Summer. The poet lies back and drinks in the warm sunlight. We'll begin with the orchestrated version and then hear the song in the original piano accompaniment. Thank you. Hamari with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs in Bartok's Summer. Now the same art song in the original piano version with Hamari and Ilona Prunyi. The Bartok art song, Summer, performed by Yulia Hamari and Ilona Prunyi. I find these works a fascinating blend of folk elements and early 20th century influence. Let's close this edition of Singing in Other Sins with Bartok's Romanian Dance for Orchestra. Thank you. There you had a taste of Bartok's orchestration flair in his Romanian dance with the Budapest Festival Orchestra conducted by Ivan Fischer. Now for tonight's quiz answer to the question, who was Bartok's composer buddy who went out collecting folk songs with him? It was Zoltán Kodály. To all of you who entered, many thanks. The first one who sent in the correct answer will find his or her name in lights on our Master Musicologists page. While you're there, check out the Art Song Contest. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.